Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Nicholas Upchurch, and welcome to Believe. Here's an excellent clip from our show where we help you to attain true success. I hope you enjoy.
So, James, I love in your book, which again is The Purposeful Millionaire, and you can get it at jamesonamazon.com. It takes you right to the Amazon page. I recommend everybody buy it. In this book, you'll learn how to shift thoughts of self-doubt and fear into ones of certainty. And I love that so much because I would love everybody out there, in order to do these formulas, you hear great guys like James on stage, and this formula works. But it doesn't matter if it works. It matters if you're gonna do it. It matters if I'm gonna do it. I can sit here and say that works. Yeah, James, yeah, we should do that. But am I actually gonna do it? And all of us have those things, and it's individual for each person. Or maybe we're gonna have some people have near-death experiences, but everybody has a specific thing. And I would just say to love those things about yourself. It reminds me to love myself, all of my little emotional issues or discrepancies or how I get frustrated with things, and try to love those things. In fact, if it wasn't for those things, I wouldn't be talking to James right now or doing this show. I wouldn't have looked into myself to figure out what's going on. So love those things about yourself. But James, I'd love to get more of your thoughts on how people can shift their thoughts of self-doubt and fear into ones of certainty.
Mm-hmm. Well, we talked about some of the incantations to give yourself throughout the day when anything negative comes your way. One of the things that I'll do is I'll say to myself out loud, I love you, James. I love you, James, when I'm in my office. You know, so many of us are dealing with these issues of not loving ourselves as much as we should. Now, in order to love anyone else, in order to love an idea, to bring it to fruition through the challenges of execution to get to success, you've got to love yourself, you've got to love the idea, and you've got to have a lot of love in order to see things succeed. Now, these incantations work really, really well. The other thing that I'll do is I'll work on my breathing. Now, by breathing, I don't just mean, in, out, slowing down my breaths. I mean visualizing cool blue air flowing through my body, cleansing it, and exhaling negative thoughts, red air outside of my body, to get rid of all thoughts of limitation, self-doubt, self-disappointment, self-hatred, all those things that could be holding us back. Now, here's the truth, Nicholas. Look in the mirror. That is your greatest competition. When we talk about meditation, when we talk about breathing, when we talk about these incantations and things that you say to yourself and sing to yourself in your mind quietly and out loud when you're in your office or driving your car all day long, you are doing the work to fix all the messed up stuff that's holding you back. Now, think about the other people in the world who don't know how to do this. Most of their thoughts, 80% of their thoughts, remain negative, and they're not succeeding because they're stuck in the mud spinning wheels, and very, very few people do this kind of work of self-love on a daily basis. Now, if you do this, do it for 7 days, do it for a month, do it for a year, your life will be transformed based upon all these positive deposits that you're making, investing in yourself. And on the other end, you're going to be blessed financially. You're going to be blessed financially because you have a great attitude. You vibrate at a higher frequency and people are attracted to do business with you, and they're attracted to your business. And you're opening the doors of opportunities just by investing in yourself. But many people in this world just exist. When you walk down the sidewalk and you see people with frowns on their faces, those are folks who just exist. And you're working with colleagues who greet you, and it's kind of a ho-hum greeting, and there's no joy behind that greeting. These are people who are just existing. When you can find your joy by doing the work on yourself, everything changes, and opportunities are attracted to you because of that. Now, I want to go back for just a second, in that we talked about execution. But once you get to the execution phase, understand and be prepared in knowing that the tallest tree catches the most wind. That's an African proverb that I live by. You are becoming successful. You are becoming somebody who other people might not understand because of your joy and the higher frequency that you're vibrating at in life. you might be misinterpreted. You might be misunderstood, but that's okay. Keep doing the work. Understand that as you do the work on yourself and as you do your work by executing, you might have people who are jealous of you and you might have haters out there, but just be ready for that and stay in that execution phase and not that selfish phase. And don't think that it's selfish to do the work on yourself, but think of it as self-empowering to do the work on yourself. That way you can bless the world with the true person, with the true mission that you were meant to achieve during your time here.
Well, that is very empowering. Just hearing that, because it reminds us to keep going, and that, as I swear, almost everything that I ended up having a realization about, Qigong, Kundalini yoga, you mentioned some of the breathing, which I've heard in both Qigong, which is from China, and Kundalini yoga from India. I mean, including the not just simple breathing, but some of the techniques you just mentioned. And there's so many correlations, Reiki, and it just tells us that even when you realize some of these things will work, we can resist it. It can be just like I brought up those near-death experience studies again, because it could be tied into a pattern that we're a part of with our family over time. The reason I brought that up, I just remembered why I brought that up again. And James has alluded to it a couple times. And actually, I saw another guy that I can't place his name, but at one of these, at New Life Expo in Palm Beach, who had a near-death experience, who heals people with their patterns from that were a part of in terms of their family long term. It could be before this life. You could have a lot of trouble. Well, it could be from something not just in this life, but before this life. And James alluded to that a couple times, and I'm putting two and two together, and I've had my own realizations, but I've seen another guy with near-death experiences mention this as well. And so we're a part of a bigger thing, a bigger pattern, yes, in my opinion, based on what I've felt, and James might agree. But
yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Well, here's the reality.
Sure.
Don't get stuck thinking about yourself all the time, or thinking about what other people think about you. You know, you're thinking about yourself a lot more than most other people on this earth are. So when the ego is inflated because you're constantly thinking about yourself, you're creating limitations. Now, once we get rid of those limitations and once we deflate the ego, you can actually start achieving your mission, because that's when you say, okay, I'm not worried about expectations. I'm not worried about me disappointing myself. I am just mission focused. Mm. Now, you know, in the words of Dr. King, when it comes to execution, I gave a lot of ideas about meditation, incantations, those kinds of things, and positive thinking about oneself to clear one's subconscious, to think at a higher level about oneself. But here's the thing. You don't have to do them all perfectly on the first day or the first week. Just take the first step. Just like with some business ideas that you have to achieve higher wealth in your life, with these meditations and thoughts, just take the first step. You might not be able to see the whole staircase, but what you might say is, I'm going to meditate for 30 seconds today. Or I'm going to try this breathing in blue air or exhaling this red air with negative thoughts for 60 seconds today. And I'm going to try to do it for 3 days in a row. That's a good start. And you're doing more than the rest of the world. Now, for me in business, I've seen a lot of my buddies succeed who only had an idea that was maybe 5% better than the existing idea that was out there. And it made them multimillionaires. You don't have to have the perfect idea. You don't have to have the perfect meditation practice. You don't have to have the perfect breathing. What you do have to do is to execute. And you have to execute consistently, because nothing matters if it's not done consistently. So I ask our viewers out there, if you start this, don't just try it. Do it. Feel it. Sense it. And then begin to witness the change taking place in your life. And over a lifetime, you'll look back on your life and think, wow, I achieved that. And that was because you were doing some of this wonderful work on yourself. And you'll be a happier person over those years throughout this magical process.
I would agree with that. And all I would add as well is, for some of us that have some cycles, right? With cycles of that, it can get better gradually over time through your cycles. That, you know, your highs can become higher or more harmonious, and your lows can become not as low, and you'll feel that. That's what's happened with me. And I agree, just doing something, I started when I was 27, just meditating, clearing my mind. Didn't even know why I was doing it. laughed at a bunch of these things. And I guess that was my point earlier. A lot of these things I laughed at, I thought they were crazy, and then they ended up helping me a lot. So even, you know, some people are not as even keel as James, and they want to laugh at stuff like this. They want to say, I shouldn't have to do this. You know, this is nonsense. And I was one of those people. And on almost everything that ended up helping me, at first I had that reaction.